The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned. But whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. This is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people prefer darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, does not come toward the light, so that his works may not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. Remember at one occasion sitting with my mom and dad at table on one occasion, my father said that his favorite painting as a child was one you've probably seen, maybe you have in your house. So we have this little child that's walking across the bridge. Remember that? And you see the bridge below, you got the stream running with rushing water, then you see that there's a plank in that bridge that's missing. And the child looks like he's maybe 3 or 4 years old. But the key is you can see the angel is watching over the child. Remember that? Have you seen that? You see the wings of the angel. Now, that's a great painting. I mean, sometimes we think that's just for children. That's for us too. Do you believe that? Because, and that's the painting that's related to the first reading that Jack read. Because the apostles were thrown in jail. How did they get out? It was through the angel opened up the gate so they could get out of that jail. So, I think one of our dangers is this. Well, I'm an adult now, therefore I don't believe in that because that's for little kids. And I think a lot of adults have that idea. The angel is that, you know, once you get through elementary school, that's for little kids. That's dangerous. Very dangerous. But probably you people do it, but I think a lot of people don't pray to the angels that much. And probably all of us could pray a little bit more to the angels because they're very powerful. Very powerful. So let me just talk a little bit about the apostles were let out of the prison because of the angels. That's true. You can't deny that. So how do the angels work in our lives? One of the greatest Eastern father of the church, you have the Western fathers, which would be Augustine, Ambrose, Jerome, and Gregory the Great. And you have the Eastern Fathers. John Paul II says that the church breathes with two lungs. Eastern Church and the Western Church. Western Church, you got Basil the Great, St. Gregory of Nazianzen, St. Gregory of Nyssa, St. Athanasius, St. Cyril of Alexandria. Then the most famous is St. John Chrysostom. Maybe you've heard his name. Which means golden mouth because he was so eloquent. He says right now, there are many, many angels around the tabernacle. This is a father of the church. So many people may deny that, but this is one of the greatest writers in the Catholic Church. You can't see it, but there are angels around it in adoration right now. And they should be. If you ever study angels, there are different choirs. It doesn't mean a choir that sings in the church, but rather choirs was divided by Thomas Aquinas, from the lowest to the highest. The two highest choirs, they're called cherubim and seraphim. You know what they do? Thomas Aquinas divides the angels into three different groups. The cherubim, the seraphim, they're before the Trinity, praising the Trinity. That's all they do, which is the highest level. Then those that go below, the virtues, the powers, the dominions, you've probably heard of them before, the dominations, they direct the universe. So the stars and the meteors are directed by angels. Then the lower angels, the archangels, and they help us. So those are the lower angels. But even the lowest angel is 1,000 times more intelligent than the most intelligent person in the world. Think about that. Your guardian angel is much more brilliant and much more powerful than than Einstein or Shakespeare or Dante or Thomas Aquinas. Much more brilliant. And so if we're aware of that, we ask for their help. Aquinas says all the learning that we comes through the angels, which they enlighten our intellect. But what are the... This is the way Aquinas responds. The higher angels communicate to their lower angels knowledge. So there's a constant communication of knowledge from the cherubim and the seraphim down to the lowest angel. I find the study of angels, it's fascinating. I don't know about you people, but I find it to be fascinating. Fascinating. So these are ways that your angel can help you. If you leave your house, ask your guardian angel to come with you. On the freeway where you're driving, he'll protect you. As he protected Peter and the little child crossing the bridge. Now, what I'm going to say to you is going to help all of you. Have you ever had distractions in your prayer life? Never? We all suffer with distractions. Probably none of you have ever said, "Guardian angel, help me to have more attention in prayer." You've never done that, though. Some of you are 70 or 80, no? Maybe even 90. Start to do it. It works. So you start to pray, ask your guardian angel, help me to pay more attention. Because people always come to me as a priest. One of the most common things, "Father, I get distracted in prayer. What do I do?" "You pray to your guardian angel." "Oh, I never thought about that, Father." "Oh." But it works. Try it, Jack. You say you're losing your memory, ask your guardian angel to give your memory back, right?
Try to remember that.
Try to remember that. Yeah. But it really works. It really works. So we underestimate the power of the angels and the saints. Okay, next is this. Our spiritual life is a battle. You have the good spirit working on you and the bad. This Saint Ignatius calls this the two standards. In Spanish, las dos banderas. The two standards. No? The two standards. So constantly there's the devil working on us and the good angel working on us. Once you're aware of the devil working on you, ask your good angel and Saint Michael the Archangel to help you. Who's more powerful, the devil or the angels? The angels, they're more powerful. Even though they beat the Yankees yesterday, right? Well, that's another topic, right? But the angels are much more powerful than the devils. Because the devil is actually a fallen angel. But the faithful angels are more powerful. Now, I've often thought about that. Who did God choose to conquer Satan? Saint Michael, right? He was just an archangel. So he was actually lower than Satan. It's interesting, isn't it? No? Because the cherubim and seraph, Satan was the most beautiful angel in heaven, known as the star of the morning. And you read in Isaiah, and then you read in the book of Apocalypse, Revelation chapter 12, okay? But God purposely chose the lower angel to humiliate Satan because of his pride. Isn't that interesting? Yes. God can do anything, but God wants us to be humble. And if we grow in pride, God will humiliate us, thanks be to God, that we don't become more and more proud. Okay, next is this. In masses today, we've never lived with so much noise that we have in church, in masses. And it's a problem. Then who's most aware of it? Obviously, is the priest. We see and we hear everything, no? So it's sometimes hard to pay attention at Mass. Right? The baby crying, and one person has a cell phone on, and the fire engine is coming by. Okay? And you got the bells, and you got the planes going toward the airport. No, you know, we hear all these noises that we're bombarded by noise. There's two ways I think we can overcome that. One is bad, the other is good. I'll tell you the bad, then I'll tell you the good. The bad way is to be able to not hear the noise. We can pray that God will make us deaf. Is that good, Jack? It's working. Right, Mom? Or that God can help, ask the guardian angels to help us. I think it's better that that, right, rather than be totally deaf, okay? The guardian angel, have any of you seen the movie Il Gran Milagro, The Greatest Miracle? Gloria? It's probably the best movie on the Mass ever done. Came out about 15 years ago from Mexico, translated into English. You got to see it. When you have children or grandchildren, it's the best thing out there. Do you know what claymation is? With the clay figures. So it's claymation. The music is extraordinary. And the angel explains the Mass to three people who are in crisis. So that's another thing. Why do most people leave the Catholic Church? Scandals, McCarrick, I don't like the choir, the priest is always asking for money. I think that's a pretext. Primary reason why people don't understand the Mass. You agree with that?
Yes.
Most Mormons are ex-Catholics. Most Jehovah Witnesses are ex-Catholic. Did you know that?
No.
If you talk with Mormons or Jehovah Witnesses, most of the time they used to be Catholic. But they say, now I found the true religion. Because they never learned the true religion and Mass, you're always pointing out. If Catholics really knew and loved the Mass, we'd have to have a church like Joel Osteen. Remember that guy? In Texas, right? With a mega church of 60,000 people. If people really believe, our churches would be too small. But people don't know what the Mass is, then you enter into a Catholic identity crisis. It's called the Catholic identity crisis. They don't really know why they're Catholics. So ask your guardian angel to help you to pay more attention in Mass and to be less distracted. You hear me? You know, it helps. You'll be surprised. Once you start doing that today, I think all of us are going to pay more attention at Mass. And the last thing I'd like to say is, let's ask our guardian angels to help our children that are following the wrong angel. Okay? Let's ask our guardian angels to enlighten our children and grandchildren that are following the bad angel, because many of them, they're blinded. St. Paul says Satan can disguise himself as an angel of light. Did you ever hear that? So the false angel convinces many of our children that they're following the right path. The devil is a father of lies, John chapter 8, right? He's a liar and a murderer from the beginning. So, I know, I love the topic of angels, and just I think very few Catholics rely upon the power of angels. And St. Peter was freed, the first pope, from the Sadducees by the intervention of angels. So let's ask our angels to enlighten us and put us on the highway to heaven. Amen. Amen. Mary, Queen of Angels, pray for us. Amen.